First, thank you for the possibility to speak here, and thanks Dagobert Zirgl. He already mentioned Wikipedia. I'll come to that back later. My slides are already online at SlideShare if you're looking for it. Okay, Wikipedia's knowledge organization system. If I first thought about what to say here, my first question was, what do UDC and Wikipedia have in common? And the first, if I think about it, it's very obvious that there is some other project that's very common to Wikipedia that you all know, the Mundaneum, that the project that UDC was developed for. You know, Audley tried to collect all the knowledge in the world. He collected a large bibliography and other data. So the vision, the goal, was to collect the sum of all human knowledge and make it accessible. He had no internet, but he thought about other techniques via radio, telephone, microphone, and things like that. I must admit, this is not a quote by Paul Audley. Maybe it could be. It's a quote by Jimbo Wales, the founder of Wikipedia. And, well, both men have a beard, but that's not the only thing they have in common. I think this vision that they share, you can compare what UDC was meant for to structure all the knowledge and what Wikipedia was meant for to collect all the knowledge in the world and make it accessible. But there are, of course, differences. Paul Audley had a plan, Jimbo Wales had not. The plan of Paul Audley was very structured, hierarchical. The idea, the knowledge is created or collected by people. They write, do science, they write books and articles about it. And these publications can then be collected, can be described, excerpts of it can be collected. And with this, the bibliography and the large Mundaneum encyclopedia, large knowledge base, can be created. And to structure and order the Mundaneum, the classification is needed. Well, nice plan, but it takes a lot of work. In contrast to that, in Wikipedia, there's no real plan. There are just lots of authors. Everyone can contribute. If you want to share something, if you say, oh, I do have some knowledge about a topic, you can go to Wikipedia, can correct it, can shape it, can comment on it. And so there's a big question that is obviously asked again and again. How does it work? Just with a plan, everyone can edit and let's collect knowledge. And there are some, to answer this questions, you have to know the story behind. Wikipedia was more a happy accident. That's a nice article about it too. So the story is that we had in the 19th, we had the infrastructure, the World Wide Web, that Paul Audley did not have. We had several plans and ideas to create an open encyclopedia on the net. One of these was the Newpedia project. This was founded by Jimbo Wales. And he provided some funding to ask experts to write articles, to correct them and to collect them and make them accessible, these articles. But this was not enough. The Newpedia was very small and it needed a third thing for this accident. This was a wiki, this was a tool, how to collaborative create. And when one of the employees of Newpedia suggested, let's use a wiki so everyone can contribute, Jim Wales first objected it. But then they tried it and gave it a new name, and this is how Wikipedia evolved. So not a nice plan, but it works because it's a wiki. And what does it mean? It is one database of pages. It's not the whole web, just one database, so it's more connected. It's heavily hyperlinked. The purpose of the importance of the hyperlinks in Wikipedia cannot be stressed enough. Everyone can edit, as I say. But this works because every edit is traced and revertible, so you cannot really destroy something if someone else still can repair it. So that's the reasons why Wikipedia works, and obviously you can't deny that Wikipedia is an authority on the web. If someone is looking for knowledge, some information, some general about some topics he does not know about, he does not go to a library first, he does not use complicated classification system, most people just use Google, and then they're directed to Wikipedia. Or people start with Wikipedia to look something up. It's one of the most visited websites. And, well, that's just a fact. So Wikipedia and UDC, Mundaneum, have something in common. Wikipedia is a knowledge base. It does follow the monographic principle introduced by Audley. So there's one article about each topic. I must admit, there are several articles. There's one article per language. There are different Wikipedia editions. Every language is independent, but they are connected. It's very multilingual, like you do see too. There are at the moment 24 Wikipedias with more than 1 million articles and 81 with more than 1,000 articles, and in total more than 200 languages. So if there are some language, we found a dozen people that know how to use the that have internet connection, then Wikipedia is created and they can contribute. And Wikipedia is perpetual modified, so all changes are tracked. You can see the recent changes, you can see the history of a page. This does also apply to UDC. I've seen we have this yearly modifications. It's not that quick, but they're heavy. I heard there's a bit struggle how to change the things, and you have to update it. So this does also apply to UDC. You can't say, oh, well, Wikipedia is so fluid and it's always changing. That's, you can't avoid it if you handle with knowledge, because knowledge is changing. Okay, so we have this Wikipedia thing. There's some knowledge in it. People use it as knowledge base, but some structuring is needed. So how is knowledge in Wikipedia organized? Dagobert Zirgl already suggested, well, we could, for instance, use UDC numbers to catalog all the Wikipedia articles. I'm not sure if this is the best application for UDC in Wikipedia. There are others too, because there is already a system in Wikipedia, several systems. And the first is category system of Wikipedia. It was introduced, I think, in the second or third year of Wikipedia. And it's each article can be sorted into one or more categories. So it's like an indexing, a cataloging of Wikipedia articles. And these categories form a multi-hierarchy. If you look at this category system from an information science point of view, you see that, in fact, it's a thesaurus, the structure. It's very dynamic, and you can see that it's also partly faceted, but more pre-coordinated. There's not one common rule among this whole category systems. If you take some parts, for instance, or the whole medicine or biology, there's more one rule, for instance, a specific set of facets. If you look at it as a whole, it's very heterogeneous. I'd like to compare it with UDC. I try to find where Russell is located in the UDC. So it's also UDC is also multi-hierarchy, but it's very more easy. You can go up straight up or straight down, and it's just a combination of one table and the main numbers. And then under Belgian cities, Brussels is located. If I look at the same in Wikipedia, where's the article about Brussels located in Wikipedia category system, it's only in part of it I took. It looks more complicated because of this multi-hierarchy system. So I skipped a lot of connections just to find the top categories. There are some even some circles or parallel ways to go through this thesaurus. And if you go upwards, there are even some circles, but people try to delete it. There's no. Nevertheless, you can find you can see that the classes of UDC. Yeah, I only took some Europe, social sciences, Belgium. They can also be located in this category system, and so you can create a mapping between the two. Here's an example of this Wikipedia categories, how they look like, and this is a category about geography. The subcategories down there. There are scope notes, there are related terms, so all you know from thesaurus, you can find in Wikipedia, sometimes named differently and used a bit differently, but the concept is the same. And in some of these categories, people already have started to apply mappings to other classification systems here, to UDC2 or to DDC and Library of Congress classification. Because someone just had the idea, oh, let's do a mapping, and then he started doing it, and some other people contributed. It's at the moment only some of this categories are mapped. So the categories, but are only one system in Wikipedia to structure it. The second are the article itself, because the articles are not just plain text and unstructured. They have a defined substructure that can be found in every article. So the articles are structured in sections. There's normally an introduction, so if you just take the first sentences, you get real concise definition of the topic. Then there are links between the articles. There are links not only between articles in one Wikipedia, but also to other language editions. So if you have the article about Brussels, you can also look at the article in other languages. And there are links to external resources. And these links to external resources, in many cases, can also be used as mappings between Wikipedia and other knowledge systems or other collections of publications. There are in Wikipedia redirects and disambiguation pages that handle synonyms and homonyms. And there are dozens of lists, portals, navigation boxes, and other systems where authors try to build groups of articles that are related together, or authors try to create a starting page where people that don't know exactly which article they are looking for, people can go to this portal, for instance, portal about biology, and then they are better directed to the specific articles. And then there are structured info boxes I will show in the next slide, and geodata, that's the geographical coordinates, are put into Wikipedia and can be extracted and used for search too. And there are a lot of bibliographic references. We just started projects to extract these references and to do bibliometric analysis and with this, or to better structures. So we in Mundaneum, Otle started with, as far as I know, he started with this bibliography and built a knowledge base around it. And Wikipedia starts with the articles and concepts, and the bibliographic references are coming more and more in the recent years. Here's an example of a part of an article, the article about Brussels. It's only the chapter about the history. If this article grows and grows, then it's common usage in Wikipedia that people take part, for instance, the history of Brussels or history of a country or something else, and do a sub-article. And this is an article of its own, and it's just linked here. Here we have also some kind of related terms related with the history of Brussels and the links, and here are footnotes with references. What I want to show next is here at the right. This is this one example of this info box. The purpose is just to show in a very structured way data about this item, about the topic that this article is. So it's more or less field value structure. I think you can really call this as metadata about Brussels, or a knowledge base about Brussels, what is created here, not only in text form for human beings, but in more formal form. So this can also be used by computers if you clean up a bit, because the rules how to put this in which fields appear here and how the values are formed, the rules also sometimes change. But you can do it. And it's done in the DBpedia project. I'll start with DBpedia. This is one project. They take the whole Wikipedia. It's all accessible because it's free. And they extract structured information. So they take the article structure. They take the links between articles. But mainly they use this info boxes, because there you have clean field value data. And then they clean it and they convert it to RDF triples and make it accessible on the semantic web. So you can query all facts about, for instance, Brussels that are included in this article. Another project is WikiWord Thesaurus. There was also the corpus of Wikipedia was used as a base, but multilingual, so not only the English Wikipedia, but also other language Wikipedias. And a thesaurus was built by mining this link structure. So it's of course you can just take this category system which I showed before, but this category system is it could be improved. So in this work, the categories and the links between languages and links between articles were compared, and with algorithms it was tried to do a better thesaurus with a multilingual thesaurus. Okay. These two projects exist and other approaches too, but these are the most interesting, I think. And the most used is the DBpedia project. Here, just to show what this RDF triple information means. So here we have some information extracted from Wikipedia. For instance, you can extract in the article about Paul Klee that he was born in Brussels. You can see in the article about Brussels that's the capital of Belgium and so on. But you can also use these links to other databases. For instance, in the German Wikipedia, we created mapping between the German name authority file and the German Wikipedia. More than hundreds and thousands records were matched by volunteers. It only took some months. And now you can also look up from the article about a person what publications are in German national bibliography. And by mapping this PND authority file to other authority files, you could also look up in other databases. So it's all about linking. Here another example, a GeoName database. There's an entry about Brussels, and it is connected to the Wikipedia article about Brussels. The DBpedia project assigns one URI for each concept that is found in Wikipedia. And by creating these links, DBpedia and Wikipedia, that's the data that's standing behind, DBpedia is the main hub. You can say it's the main hub in the semantic web. Nowadays, you don't call it semantic web anymore, more the web of data, the linked data project. Anyway, the DBpedia and Wikipedia has become the main hub because it's freely accessible. There are articles about almost anything, and so you can you just create a link to DBpedia, and other databases also link to it, and so you can translate, for instance, GeoNames and the National Bibliography of Sweden. They also did it, and genome databases are a lot, and other things too. This is of March 2009, and it's even larger today. So, in summary, Wikipedia, it is a knowledge base, but first it's for human beings just to look up things and to browse in it and to have fun reading the articles. It's an encyclopedia. But more than that, it can really be used as a database if you extract the information contained in Wikipedia, like this WikiWord project or DBpedia do. It is used a lot in natural language processing, in database mapping, in automatic translation, and can also be used for semantic tagging. What does it mean? It's just a subject indexing with RDF concept. So, for instance, at BBC, for some topics, they don't have their own thesaurus. They just use the DBpedia concepts and link to it, and use this DBpedia database as a knowledge organization system. Or there are other projects like this too. Coming back to the UDC, I think the most valuable work would be to link the UDC and the Wikipedia. It could be done either by linking the categories, as I've shown, or by directly linking the articles, so assigning the UDC numbers to articles. And once you have done this, you can either index your publications with UDC, as you are doing for years, and then you get the Wikipedia links. So you get Wikipedia articles that deal about the same topic, or you can do, like BBC and others do, you can index by Wikipedia articles and Wikipedia categories and get the same UDC number. And by this way, not everyone has to deal with this with number system. You can just choose a Wikipedia article. And by doing this UDC, if you also assign URIs for each UDC class, you make UDC part of the semantic web, because the first step is just to put it online so everyone can use it, and to assign URIs. But it also needs to be connected to other resources. And the easiest way to connect this is to connect with this hub. Like already mentioned, we need a hub, or such a hub would be very valuable. And we already have this. You can argue there are some things are complicated with Wikipedia or not so good, like in theory, but better to have this really massive knowledge database than arguing for years how it would be to get a better one. Okay, we can talk about how this linking can be done and what are the more advantages, or maybe you have some argument against or some questions. Thank you.